are now going to move to the Anna Cable Award, and it's presented by Debbie Brown, who's the first vice president of the NFB of Maryland and the president of the Sligo Creek chapter. Here is Debbie Brown.
We in the National Federation of the Blind, some of us were born blind, and we've been doing this stuff for a long time, and some of us became to blindness later in life. And Anna Cable was one of those people who came to blindness later in life. She learned Braille in her 60s. She was told she was too old, but didn't listen to that. She, she ignited her own flame there. She was baking into her 90s, and Tom Bickford is still using her recipe sometimes. And she was she lived to be 108, so she was definitely a force to be reckoned with. And we give an award in her name. We give an award to somebody who learns Braille and other blindness skills as an adult, and who also inspires others with their interest in learning blindness skills. And this year's winner has been working, and she's been working on her Braille with the class taught by Ava Farabee, another Anna Cable Award winner. So we pass along the message. And she's now learning in the SALE program. So Eunice Hurley, you may come on up here. So Eunice has been is now in the BISM SALE program. So when she gets up here, we will certainly want to hear from her. Eunice, I have for you a plaque, and I'm going to give that to you, Eunice.
I'm here.
There you are. Okay, so you can hold that up.
Thank you.
And there, I have in my hand an envelope that's got some money in it too. So you
money.
You want that? Yes, indeed. Yeah. All right. Light up there. That'll light your fire. Yep. Okay, now somebody, well, unfortunately, we don't have a Braille copy of the plaque. We usually give you that. Somebody have the can read what the plaque says?
Yeah. Here, can I get in?
Sure.
Okay.
There you go. The award says, National Federation of the Blind of Maryland, Anna Frace Cable Award, presented to Eunice Hurley. There's for best exemplifying Anna's courage, compassion, enthusiasm, commitment, and zest for life, for being most successful in maintaining independence by mastering the alternative techniques in blindness, for your success in encouraging all newly blind persons to achieve the same level of independence. Saturday, November 12th, 2022. Signed by Ronza Othman, President.
Thank you.
Thank you. You get to make a speech there.
Okay.
Here you go. Here's the microphone. There's the podium.
Okay. Actually, I'm so honored to receive this award. I just want to say thank you. I don't even know what to say because, you know, going to BISM to learn some skills, I tell you, I'm getting ready to cry. I hate crying. But anyways, as I said this morning in the speech, I was at home sitting in a chair watching TV with nothing to do. And I called BISM because back in 2015, I was in the senior retreat program with Ruth Sega, and I really enjoyed it. It was my first time being around blind people, and I never knew that people moved about and did so many wonderful things. So when they accepted me in the SALE program, I now can say that I'm living my life. I'm no longer just sitting there. I'm learning Braille. And the little story I told this morning about going into the Hallmark store and picking up a Braille card, and I had my little granddaughter with me, and I read the card using the touch of with Braille. And at the bottom of the card, it said, birthday cake. And when I said, birthday cake, she says, oh, Meemaw, you can see. I says, no. This is the Braille that I've learned. And I'm so excited. You know, it just opened up so many avenues when you can just read again. So thank you very much for considering me for this award, and I truly appreciate it. Thank you so much. Yes.
That was fantastic. Let's give one more round of applause to Eunice. Our next presentation, we have the Director of Advocacy for the National Federation of the Blind of Maryland, a woman who really needs very little introduction, our former president and our much beloved Sharon Manecki.
Good evening, Federation family. This evening, I have a great job to do. It's one of the fun things to do. Give out awards, right? And this award is named after Jennifer Baker. Jennifer Baker, I had the privilege of knowing her. She was a person with multiple disabilities. She learned to read and write Braille. Nobody thought she could. Her mother believed in her, and her mother, as so many families do, her mother helped her, and she learned to go to many places through her books. And Jennifer knew that she could live the life she wanted by reading Braille and learning. And that is something that we cannot take for granted. So let me tell you about this evening's award recipient. His name is Paul Wales. Yeah. And while he's coming up, I can tell you about him. Paul came from Ghana in 2017. His parents, Jane and Scott, welcomed him. And in the beginning, they couldn't talk to each other because Paul didn't know too much English yet. But they laughed, they smiled, they loved each other, and that's what made it work. Now, Paul, we first met Paul through the Bell program, and Paul was in the Glendale program, and Paul exemplifies learning through Bell. He not only learned Braille and learned mobility and all the other things, but he was able to make friends. And that was so important to him. And then when Paul moved on, he moved to the Maryland School for the Blind, and he is now a student there. And I'm told that he's doing very well there. Yeah. Okay. So, Paul, come on up here. Yeah. Paul, you're going to get a nice big old plaque here. Yeah. The National Federation of the Blind of Maryland presents the Jennifer Baker Award to Paul Wales for best exemplifying Jennifer's enthusiasm and love of life, of learning. By your actions, you keep alive the memory of one who achieved so much in her short lifetime, despite overwhelming odds. Saturday, November 12th, 2022, signed by Ronza Othman. And here you go, Paul. You know, Paul went on to win several, at least two awards in the Braille Readers Are Leaders contest for students with special needs. And, you know, Paul is going to live the life he wants. Okay?
All right. Good evening, everyone. Good evening, everyone. My name is Paul Wales. I've been in Maryland School for the Blind since 3 years, 2019, September 2019. But before I went to Maryland School for the Blind, I went to visit and it was much different than Ghana. But when I first went there, I went there and told Kendall and Kate that it was flexible. I really love music. Usually, I love listening to oldies way better than listening to other songs. I listen to the oldies, like I listen to the 70s/60s. But not only that, I listen to heavy metal with a screaming voices. And I met Renee and Dan in conversation, but I didn't necessarily talk to them as much. As a result of my friend Louise, we usually play around each other. But I usually just tease him, like the person is gonna get here, which is for around at the time. But I also learned how to play music, even though I had playing teacher, but I learned how to taught myself how to play piano. And now I have to play drum and guitar/bass guitar. And then in middle school, I learned all the Braille from the teacher and I graduate. And I started to learn more Braille. I met all the teacher in middle school/high school. And this is my third year being in high school.
Okay.
So thank you. God bless you. Thank you for this award. And I will always remember. And thank you for all this award. Thank you. Everyone, have a great day and be safe tonight. Thank you.
Paul, here's a check for you. Here's a check. Yeah, okay.
Thank you.
I just gave Paul his check, and he's holding on to it for dear life.
That's right.
All right.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
Congratulations.
Way to go, Paul.
Way to go, Paul, yes. Let's give one more round to Paul as he heads on back. So two things about Paul. I loved watching Paul. The reason we were a little delayed with him starting wasn't because he wasn't ready or didn't have anything to say. He wanted to make sure it was recording so he could, you know, have this moment. And I just thought that just seems like something my daughter would do. And another thing that I will always remember about Paul is his wonderful drumming ability. He is a great drummer. We loved listening to him drum in Bell, and now I hear he has learned many more instruments, so I am just so happy. So congratulations, Paul. Here is our president of the NFB of Maryland, Ronza Othman, for a presentation.
Good evening. How's the food? All right. Okay. This morning, let's see if we can fix the, thanks, Will. All right, this morning, we held a reorganizing meeting for the Baltimore County chapter of the National Federation of the Blind of Maryland. At that meeting, the members ratified a new constitution, elected officers, and set the direction for where the chapter was going to go moving forward. The individual that they elected to be the president of the Baltimore County chapter of the National Federation of the Blind of Maryland is Desmond Jackson. Now, many of you know that Baltimore County was Ruth Sager's chapter for many, many years, and she hosted the chapter meetings at her house, at her dining room table, for many of those years. She had a particular preference for a gavel. She used it even when there was four of them, or if there was more of them, didn't matter. This was the Baltimore County gavel. Ruth would have been delighted that the chapter was reorganized so that it could meet closer to and hopefully for some time at Blind Industries and Services of Maryland, because she loved working with and for Blind Industries and Services of Maryland, working with seniors. It's only fitting that the president of the reorganized chapter is somebody who also worked for and has a very close relationship. In fact, he still consults. Quiet up here, y'all. For Blind Industries and Services of Maryland. Melissa Riccobono is misbehaving, along with the superintendent of schools. What do you do with that when the superintendent of the school for a blind misbehaves? You know, detention, that's right. No door prize for you, Rob. All right, he says sorry, okay. Where was I? All right, so Ruth would have been delighted in Desmond being the first president to assume the chapter after her. And so, in honor of Ruth, in honor of the reorganization of the Baltimore County, I'd like to present to you, Desmond Jackson, Ruth's gavel for the Baltimore County chapter of the National Federation of the Blind of Maryland.
Wow.
Let's see. Where is the mic?
All right. There we go. Too tall. So, wow, what an honor. I'm just very humbled and excited about this reorganization of the Baltimore County chapter. I'm just very excited to carry on the legacy of Ruth Sager. She was certainly a mentor to me and so many of us all here. And I'm just looking forward to continuing to build the federation with the great board we have with this new new venture with the Baltimore County chapter. Thanks.
You know, I think one thing that I love the best about the National Federation of the Blind of Maryland is just our traditions, and that things really matter, and that we pass things along to one another, be it stories or techniques for doing things or gavels. And I'm really let's give a round to the Baltimore County chapter, but I'm really emotional actually about passing Ruth's gavel on. I think that's really wonderful. And I know Desmond will do a great job, and I don't know who the rest of the board are. I hope. Oh, let's hear who the rest of the board are. Yes. LaTanya Phipps is the vice president. Congratulations, LaTanya. Paige Trammell is a secretary. David Reichert is treasurer. Board position one, Sabrina Washington. Position two is Millie Rivera. And position four is Loya Schroyer. Three. I can count. I guess the superintendent didn't teach me how to count. I was, you know, being bad in school, so I didn't get that lesson, I guess. Congratulations to everybody on the new board. That's really super exciting. I would now like Karen Anderson to come up to give us the Distinguished Educator of Blind Children Award for 2022. If you don't know, Karen is a sourdough bread baker, cookie baker, I don't even know, an everything else baker and cooker. And oh yeah, she also runs education programs for the National Federation of the Blind and has a very cute little dog. Here is Karen Anderson.
Good evening, fellow Federationists. I'm moving your display just a touch. What a pleasure it is to be here this evening to talk about our Distinguished Educator of the Year, Distinguished Educator of Blind Children. Each year, this award recognizes a teacher of blind students whose exceptional classroom performance, along with notable community service and commitment to the National Federation of the Blind, merit recognition. A teacher not only provides information to students, but also helps guide, helps advocate, and teaches advocacy, and provides love to their students. The recipient of the Distinguished Educator of Blind Children Award must exhibit all of these traits and must also advance the cause of, the blind and spirit and philosophy of the National Federation of the Blind. I can definitely say from personal experience that this year's recipient certainly fits all of these qualifications. I met this year's award recipient at, where else? A National Federation of the Blind of Maryland convention. We were in Baltimore City, right downtown by where I used to live. And one of my friends said, Karen, there is this teacher you have to meet. We had lunch together, and I immediately knew that she was a Federationist at heart, even if she didn't quite know it yet at the time. She and Rachel Olivero, my partner, spent a tremendous and mind-boggling, to me, amount of time talking about coding and robotics, which our award winner is incredibly passionate about, and which Rachel was also passionate about. They worked together on a resolution regarding Lego robotics and accessibility. She takes the passion that she has for robotics and coding and technology, and she helps her students realize their dreams of being involved in robotics. She challenges her students to improve their technology skills. And most importantly, she shows them that blindness is not what defines them or their futures. We want to thank this year's winner, Gina Fugate. For demonstrating this quote by Benjamin Franklin. Tell me and I forget. Teach me and I may remember. Involve me and I will learn. Gina, come on up. And we have a plaque for you, Gina. And President Offman is going to read it.
All right, National Federation of the Blind of Maryland Distinguished Educator of Blind Children Award, presented to Gina Fugate for your skill in teaching Braille and other alternative techniques of blindness, for generously devoting extra time to meet the needs of your students, and for inspiring your students to perform beyond their expectations. You enhance the present, you build the future. November 12th, 2022.
This award also comes with money. So, Gina, this is for you. And Gina, the floor is yours once you hand off your plaque to Rob.
Thank you. Good evening, NFB family. You know, an educator could not be an educator without students. So I'd like to take a few moments to share with you some of my experiences that has shaped my path and brought me to you here today. But I'm going to go off script for a second because Karen left out that she also took me to NFB home base, marched me all over that building to test my O&M skills, and we also were on the roof with an antenna.
We had to put it up somehow.
We did, there. Yeah. You know, it was a test, and I think I passed. So when I came to Maryland just over 8 years ago, I was hired as a technology teacher of blind students. I really didn't know anything about Maryland or the National Federation of the Blind. I was recruited by a grad school sister, Sarah Borley. In my first year, I was serving first grade through sixth grade students. When my senior technology teacher and mentor left our school for another opportunity, I heard how upset the students were, not only because of the teacher's absence, but also because the robotics team would be in jeopardy. Robotics team? We didn't have that in Kentucky. What are you talking about? The more I listened to our students, the more I realized I needed to help them keep things going. I went to my supervisor, sheepishly asked to become the technology teacher for grades 7 through 12, which would include robotics, as well as assistive tech, educational tech, adaptive tech, and a lot more. The Maryland School for the Blind gave me the support I needed to not only become the robotics coach, but to also advocate actively to improve accessibility and the quality of what we do. While we have more work to do, MSB has always supported me in the advocacy journey. We continued the .5 UDogs, which was established in 2012. It's what I call pre-Gina. And because of the high interest across Maryland, we also started 180 Optimum via the outreach programs of the Maryland School for the Blind. 180 was chosen for the number of braille contractions. It was also a pun for the sighted kids, as we demonstrated what 180 would be in turning angles. And Optimum was totally to intimidate everybody else. But there's more to our story. Not only did we have all these students, we also had their family, including the National Federation of the Blind Family. Together, we all took on what was supposedly impossible. I knew I did something right when parents also brought me coffee and hung out with us all day, all hours, no matter what I asked them to do, even on really short notice. We used tactile bling stickers on robots. We collaborated with Andy Stefik to use the Quorum programming language, which is specifically research-based and proven to be helpful to students who are blind because it doesn't have a lot of the syntax and a bunch of the characters that you have in coding. It's a great bridge language to learn from. And then, of course, I want my students to learn more. We made sure that Andy knew that NetBeans was not accessible, and he heard us. Andy created Quorum Studio. He also made sure that Quorum Studio works with braille displays. To this day, if we contact Andy Stefik, he usually invents what we need within about 3 months. Here's the bottom line. The .5 UDogs and 180 Optimum showed First LEGO League that the blind can program robotics, can program robots, and compete against their sighted peers. Not only have the .5 UDogs and 180 Optimum done this with almost no accommodations, we've done so battling inaccessible documents and inaccessible drag and drop core coding platforms. Text-based coding is arguably harder, but it's also a key skill for various career paths. Our students did it, and they proved that they can do the work. All they need is the opportunity. For those of you that don't know, First LEGO League is an international competition, and even on a local level, a qualifier is competing around 15 to 19 other teams. We have yet to run into another team that includes blind students. What's my point in all this? It's that when I receive an award, I believe it is an extension of my students and their family. It's naturally an extension of the support and encouragement that I have through the Maryland School for the Blind. Our superintendent, Rob Hare, is two people to my left, and he has always emphasized that his door is always open. Let me tell you, people, I've tested that, and it's true. And when I call on Rob, he's always answered, he's always cared, and he's always empowered positive changes for diversity, equity, inclusion, technology, and basically anything I bring to him. I clearly would not be where I am today in my career if I had not had the incredible support from the Maryland School for the Blind administration. Beyond robotics, we at MSB are making positive changes to provide a variety of technologies, devices, and skill sets. This, of course, includes screen readers and braille displays, among many other things. This includes advocating for accessible computer science opportunities with everything from the College Board to code.org. I have one more special recognition I need to give, and that goes out specifically to Sharon, Ronza, and Karen, my early NFB mentors. They were and are always willing to listen as well as to push me because I too am grappling with retinitis pigmentosa, and I've learned from NFB that I can live the life I want as I help my students live the life they want. It's really an honor to receive this recognition because I know it is a reflection of my students, their parents, and my other NFB mentors and family. So let me close by simply saying thank you to everyone who has been a part of my path, and thank you to the NFB family.
All these teachers are giving me chills today, everybody. So we give this award annually in the National Federation of the Blind of Maryland. So if you know a teacher that you think is a distinguished educator of blind students, we encourage you to nominate them. For next year's award, letters of nomination must be accompanied by a current copy of the nominee's resume and supporting documentation of their community and federation activities. All nomination entries must be in the hands of the committee chair, who is Teresa Graham, by September 1st, 2023, in order to be considered for the 2023 award. September 15th. I've just been told that it's September 15th.
Hey,
so
you got some more days.
We got some extra days there, people, in case you were really already feeling stressed about your time. You know, you've got those 14 extra days to play with now in November. I know we have some fantastic teachers here in Maryland. I look forward to seeing who is going to be nominated next year, and I look forward to continuing to celebrate Gina, to work with Gina, and to partner with her and the Maryland School for the Blind and all of the incredible things she's going to do in the future. Congratulations.
Thank you very much, Karen, and let's give one more hand to Gina. Next item on our agenda is a Distinguished Service Award, and this is presented by Ronza Othman. Let me get my stuff out of your way, Ronza. There you go.
You behave over there, though.
I will try.
In the National Federation of the Blind, we know that blindness is not the characteristic that defines us and our future. Every day, we raise the expectations of blind people because low expectations create obstacles between blind people and our dreams. We fight day in and day out to dispel negative and harmful stereotypes about the blind, and we are the blind speaking for ourselves. However, we do not and cannot do it alone. Allies and friends are critical to our raising expectations in society, and the first and most important piece of that is to find individuals who believe in the innate abilities of blind people to compete on equal terms and to contribute meaningfully to society. It is those sorts of people who both give us the space and opportunity to do so, and also who lead the way so that others should do the same. Tonight, we honor one such individual who believes in the ability of blind people. More, this person has dedicated her career to empowering blind people with disabilities in Maryland, and now she holds the top position of influence in the state of Maryland concerning disability. Tonight, we will award the Distinguished Service Award to a remarkable woman who has significantly advanced accessibility, equity, and inclusion for not only the blind of Maryland, but for people with all kinds of disabilities across the state. The National Federation of the Blind of Maryland only rarely gives this award, and we only do so when the recipient is extraordinary. In fact, in my memory, I only recall us giving this award one other time. Tonight's award recipient earned a Bachelor of Arts in Mass Communications and History from Towson University and an MA in Special Education from Johns Hopkins. This award recipient has spent more than 20 years working as an executive in the disability field, including at Alternative Living, Inc. and Dello Mocker, Inc. She then served as the executive director of the ARC of Howard County and in that capacity provided public policy advocacy at the federal, state, and local level. This recipient in this role also provided quality services and supports for over 750 individuals and their families, including employment and day services, community living, and family support. In March 2015, this recipient was appointed by Governor Hogan to serve as the Secretary of the Maryland Department of Disabilities, a cabinet-level position. Maryland, I believe, remains the only state in the nation to have such a department or such a position, one that elevates disability policy and programming to the gubernatorial cabinet. I met tonight's award recipient through advocacy efforts when ARC Howard County and NFB of Maryland worked on overlapping issues. While I admit I did not get to know her then, I was appointed by Governor O'Malley in 2012 to serve on the Maryland Commission for Disabilities, and so I met this individual again when she assumed the position of secretary in 2015. I was reappointed to the commission by Governor Hogan a couple of times, and so I've gotten the privilege to continue to work with this person for the last 7.5 years. I recall a specific situation when NFB of Maryland was upset about something that had happened in government. I can't for the life of me recall what now. But this award recipient heard we were upset and called me to discuss the issue. I remember being stunned that a cabinet-level secretary would just pick up the phone to talk about an issue. I was just some random NFB member at that point and had almost no visibility in the Maryland affiliate. More, I was blown away by her response, which was, "This shouldn't have happened. It won't happen again. We'll fix it." And then, within 24 hours, she did. During that conversation, she shocked me once again when she told me to call her anytime to discuss concerns or ideas, and then she gave me her personal phone number. I used it plenty in the last 7 years, and every single time, tonight's award recipient takes ownership of the solution, even when the problem isn't anything in her control or the responsibility of her staff. Tonight's award recipient has grown to be a dear friend. I've learned tremendously from her, and she's been open and willing to learn from me. She believes in the innate abilities of blind people and the disabled generally. She herself has a physical disability, having had polio as a child. Her lived experience, coupled with her willingness to grow and learn from those with whom she engages, contribute to making her a fierce and effective ally. And she brings the fire. It is my privilege tonight to present the National Federation of the Blind of Maryland's Distinguished Service Award to Secretary Carol A. Beatty. And I will read the inscription on the plaque. National Federation of the Blind of Maryland, Distinguished Service Award, presented to Secretary Carol A. Beatty for enthusiastic support and advocacy on behalf of Maryland's blind citizens, for championing equal access and inclusion for all, and for implementing innovative policies and programs that foster dignity, equity, and productivity for Marylanders with disabilities. You champion our movement. You strengthen our hopes. You share our dreams. November 12th, 2022.
Thank you so much. This award means so very much to me. I really think that we together have had a tremendous impact on Marylanders with disabilities and for the better, and it's due to these kind of partnerships. We accomplish so much, but we know there's so much more to do. So first, let me recognize and thank the legend, Sharon Maneki. Isn't it good to see her here tonight? And I'd also like to thank Ronza Othman, who has been a trusted colleague and friend throughout my tenure as secretary. She is so humble. Her wise counsel has come in handy countless times over the almost 8 years that I've served as secretary. And also a huge thanks to the National NFB leadership. Thank you, Melissa, for being here tonight representing. And thank you for providing phenomenal advocacy at the national and state level and for helping to bring me up to speed as a brand new secretary and keeping me updated on the important issues that face the blind and low vision community. Our work, the department's work with NFB, national and the Maryland state chapter, continues as we push the state to make accessibility the norm and not the exception. I am incredibly honored to receive this award from an organization that I so deeply respect. But I would like to also acknowledge that I work with an incredible team of passionate disability advocates at the department, and I share this with them. Each of them helped to create a very strong and innovative Department of Disabilities. So thank you once again for this award, and I'm very proud of the work that we've done together.
Let's have one more round of applause for Secretary Beatty. That was excellent. So, so glad to have you as an advocate and a friend of Ronza's and a friend to the blind in Maryland. So thank you so much for all that you have done and continue to do. Millie Rivera is going to make her way up. She is the chairperson of a very special committee of the NFB of Maryland. She is the chair of the NFB of Maryland Scholarship Committee. And Millie is going to come up and do one of the, you know, best things that I think we do is giving away money. But not just giving away money, you know, I think you see a theme this evening. We don't just give away money willy-nilly. We give money away to people who really, really deserve it. And I'm quite sure these scholarship winners are very deserving of these scholarships. And here to tell us all about it is Millie Rivera, a former scholarship winner herself, I might add.
Good evening, Madam President, members of the board, and my Federation family. I am Millie Rivera. I've had the privilege of leading the scholarship committee over the last 3 years. First, I want to acknowledge the great work and commitment of the Federationists who shared this role with me this year, Chris Danielson, Debbie Brown, Hindley Williams, and last but not least, Juhi Narilla. Secondly, the committee wants to thank everyone who applied for a scholarship this year. We are so proud of all of the talented blind students in Maryland. For those who applied and did not make this year's class, or for anyone who is going to enroll in college or graduate school next year, we encourage you to apply then. It will be another great program. Having a scholarship program is possible because of the creative fundraising efforts of our members and generous benefactors from friends who believe in our work and who care about blind students in Maryland. As those of you who attended the national convention know, we have two national scholarship winners among our affiliate, Caitlin Seipel and Sean Abraham. Both Caitlin and Sean were previous NFB of Maryland scholarship winners. We are awarding three scholarships this evening in the amounts of $4,000 each. One member of the class has been selected to speak on behalf of the entire class this year. To the scholarship winners, you should know that the scholarship program is not meant to simply share our financial treasure, but also and primarily the treasure of our fellowship, which is a treasure in its own right. Hopefully, you have seen over the past several years, including the virtual conventions, that our spirit is unstoppable and compassionate. We invite you to continue sharing yourselves with the National Federation of the Blind of Maryland as your participation enriches our movement. Our first scholarship winner is Jessica Wilson, a freshman. Yes, Jessica, a freshman at Frostburg State University this year. She particularly loves her music appreciation class and playing guitar, which she taught herself to do. Jessica is planning to become a music therapist. Jessica's mom is with us tonight. Congratulations, Jessica. And I would like the scholarship winners to kind of make their way up here to my left and to come up on the stage. Okay, sorry, I didn't do that before. Anyway, our second scholarship winner is Sai Takwantham. She is a graduate student at JHU, Johns Hopkins University, getting her degree in clinical psychology. Master's, oh, sorry, thank you. As she does her clinical work, her greatest challenge is knowing when to intervene with suggestions or when to allow the client to express themselves freely. We are certain she was going to hone these skills and become an excellent therapist someday. Sai's favorite holiday is Thai New Year in April, which is a lot of fun because it involves splashing water on partygoers for good luck. Sai, you must have had a big splash this year. Congratulations. Our last scholarship winner is Tyler Hoppe. If you think the name... if you think the name is familiar, you are correct. Tyler was a scholarship winner last year as well. He is a political science major with his sights on law school and a career in politics. Who knows, he may be our first blind congressman, senator, or even president. He has been selected for many leadership roles on his student government at Penn State. He has so many varied talents. Besides taking 18 credits with a 4.0 average, finds time to do great outdoors activities such as hunting and fishing. At one of our gatherings with the winners and the scholarship committee, we were playing a game called Two Truths and a Lie. Some of you may have heard of it. The object of the game is to say three facts about yourself, two of which are true and one is a lie. And then the rest of the group has to guess which is the lie, which is the truth. And during that game, one of our scholarship committee members said that she had feigned having a British accent at a job fair because she was bored. So when it came to Tyler's chance to talk about his two lies and a truth, he said that he also had been in a fair and had feigned a British accent. And we were really surprised because it was true. And so it was two people within a short period of time in a small group that had done this. We are so proud of all our finalists, and the committee has decided to ask Tyler Hoppe to say a few words on behalf of the 2022 NFB of Maryland scholarship class. But if you hear a British accent, don't be fooled. Tyler is an easygoing, unassuming soul who will go far. Here he is for a few remarks.
Hello, everyone. I'm up here, and it is never weird not to hear, like, to hear people talk about you on a microphone. But, you know, I'm very honored, and I speak for the whole entire scholarship class this year. We are all just so honored to be awarded with this scholarship. To be recognized for our hard work and determination speaks miles beyond what anyone can imagine. To reference Ronza's speech from today, a flame has been lit in us, a passion. And to be recognized for doing that and living the life that we want and just having others approve it is more than anyone will ever know. We all are very determined in our fields, whether it be Cy in clinical psychology, whether it be Jessica in her music therapy, or me in law and politics. Just having that recognition is more than you ever know. And I know I'm repeating myself, but I cannot express how like important it is to be recognized. This scholarship is more than just money. It's an investment in our future. And I will always be thankful for that.
Yes, we do have high expectations for our scholarship winners. Thank you, Tyler, and to all of the class. This concludes our scholarship presentation for this evening.
Let's give it up one more time for our wonderful scholarship winners. The future is bright, very bright. And, you know, I had an epiphany, you know, just the other day. We were talking about transitioning and about students. And I was like, my gosh, in 2 years, well, a year and a half, my daughter's going to be in high school. She's going to be transition aged. She's going to be able to join the NFB Maryland Association of Blind Students. And so I'm just so glad that we have so much support, and I love that our future is so bright, and can't wait to see what my children are able to do with their future, but they're only able to do it and maybe are doing it, will be able to do it a little bit easier because of you scholarship winners and so many others that come before them. So thank you so much for that.